Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Talking with Thunderbird. I am one of your hosts, Braxton, and I am joined by Troy.
Hello, I'm Troy.
Excited to be talking to three programs today. Their programs are called Ajet Bitziz.
Yes, Strong Fathers.
Yes, not Bayana. Bayana, that's one of the ladies at the office's program.
And Project Safe School. These programs are located in Tuba City.
Hello, I'm Troy. Can you tell us a little bit about your groups?
Okay, to start off, for the Jet Bizim, Strong Fathers program, we have a 12-week
sessions that when you initially start, we go for, it's about 3 months, depending on everybody's schedule.
Yeah. And our target population are they're adult male father figures or fathers, so not necessarily we're recruiting for the father. We're trying to recruit for mentors too. A father figure could be the uncle, could be the older brother, it could be the Nelly, the Che, the stepfather, just a mentor in general. And like Nolan said, it's a 12-week program. It's all free too, and we incentivize our group members, our participants, and
we incentivize them with gift cards. Initially, when you first do sign up, you'll get about $50 in gift cards either to Walmart or Bash's, and you will complete several surveys. It takes about an hour, maybe to an hour and a half, depending on how savvy you are using the iPad and computer. But if you do complete the entire program, we do give out $350 in gift cards. We also do optional activities. Like Troy said, we went fishing at Least Ferry for one of the trips.
Yeah, and we try to accommodate to our participants because they are first their fathers or their father figures, and we provide meals, we provide dinner if they're taking classes or if they're part of the program
in the evening, or we provide breakfast or lunch depending on the time of their workshop. And we also provide transportation if they need a ride over to our workshop. We provide that.
Also, if needed, we will provide childcare. We just need to know in advance if you will need, someone to take care or look over, monitor your child, and we can accommodate them as well. We can also accommodate them to, like Daniel said, for dinner. We can buy them food, buy them lunch, buy them dinner, buy them breakfast. Just depends if we get a heads up before the program.
And our eligibility, our criteria is native fathers or father figures
who fit that description. They're 18 years and older, who child care for a child less than the age of 24 years old, and live within Tuba City or Chinle area.
That's the Ajet Bitziz program.
Some of the topics that we do talk about is healthy relationships and positive communication, co-parenting strategies and skills, domestic violence, positive parenting practices, understanding child development, the importance of being an involved parent, parent-child communication, and the benefits of quality time, problem solving and goal setting, building skills to improve economic stability, budgeting and financial literacy, and career resources.
So that's pretty much our program in a nutshell. I don't know if the Safe School or Estan Bayana wants to elaborate on their part.
Wow, that's interesting. So when did you get the idea to start the program?
We're kind of like, we're facilitators. We're like, I guess you could say the front line of the program for this program. We're recruiting, we're promoting this program. But there's a lady, she's behind all this. It's Dr. Jennifer Richards. She came up with this great program, and we're kind of helping her out with,
with the study. So this program is a study that's going to last for 4 to 5 years. And the data collected is going to go towards the study part of this. And
they're just going to see if this type of program is sustainable on reservations. And if so, this will take off in other parts of the reservation, either in Arizona or possibly across the country.
Is your program only based in Tuba?
For Strong Fathers, we have a Tuba City site and a Chinle site.
Do you speak like any different languages?
No, I think that's one of our challenges. It's one of our barriers. We can't. Me and Nolan and I, we're not really fluent in our tongue and then the Navajo language. So maybe we try, and we have participants who kind of help us out in that sense.
Yeah, that's the same for me. I'm still trying to learn Navajo. That's interesting. Well, then, what did you love about working with this program and why?
It's just giving back to my community in general. I feel like this program is very beneficial and much needed for the male population, you know, here in Tuba City, but on any reservation. It's just good to come back home because I'm from Tuba City. I went to school, you know, here from the elementary all the way through high school. It just feels good to come home and try to do my part to give back to our community.
Yeah, same here with Nolan. I mean, I have a little passion for giving back to the community, especially this male population. I mean, yeah, I think this should be taught in school, some basic life skills.
Also, I see that some of the topics or workshops that we do go over, the participants do have a lot of positive feedback, and they do want to implement some of the, you know, the situational, I guess, skills that we're giving them in their everyday lives, whether it's with their wife or girlfriend or partner or with, even with their kids. So when we see that on our end, that makes it all worth it.
Do you play video games with the people in the program? If not, yeah. Then what activities do you do for fun?
No video games yet. But we did go fishing.
We took the guys, our participants, down to Lee's Ferry and their kids. So we spent the day out there. And also we did a sweat too. We went to a sweat lodge here in Tuba City. And also we took the guys to Flagstaff. We took the bowling, them and their kids. So those are just some of the optional activities.
Some of the activities we can do is like a family night at our office. You know, we can go on a hike. It just depends on what works best for the participants. Like I said, it's all free of charge. All you guys have to do is show up. We provide obviously a workshop to coincide with the activity, but we provide lunch, transportation. All you guys got to do is show up, and we can take care of everything else.
I can teach you to play video games if you want.
That'd be cool. I mean, tell your dad or your uncle or your older brother to enroll you
guys into the program.
I got a PS4. Yep. That's all I got, but I hardly play it.
I think the only video games I got on there is a golfing game, a football game, and a basketball game. So
okay, sounds like a good deal.
So do you, like have a favorite food?
I think as far as the participants, we like to cook out for them. We cook I think they enjoy us.
Taking out the grill. We do have a grill, and we get some steak, and we get hot dogs and hamburgers, and we do that for the participants.
We also do order food from all the local restaurants here in Tuba City. I think we've had probably all of them at least 3 or 4 times, you know, from McDonald's to Hogan to Subway, KFC, Pizza Edge. We even got some stuff from Bash's during the holidays. Pretty much just kind of stuck with our local vendors here. We got breakfast burritos from Bash's for one of our groups in the mornings. Like I said, if there's a specific, you know, meal or food that they want, we really try to accommodate for them. Also, we do our weekly, when we're having our sessions, bashes runs for drinks and snacks. So if anybody has a particular drink or snack that they may like, or if they even have food allergies, you know, they got to let us know that too, because we don't want anybody getting sick.
Okay, now let's hear about Isabella.
to build communication between her and the female caregiver that she enrolls with. But we also try to encourage establishing healthy relationships and how to identify and address unhealthy relationships, talk about milestones in women's lives and gender roles in Navajo society, how to deal with peer pressure, keeping spiritual, emotional, and physical and mental balance and well-being, including healthy eating and physical activity, which will all be referenced through Navajo storytelling. So we'll be talking about the creation stories, how to introduce themselves in Navajo, ways that us as Diné people are resilient and why we are the way we are today. So that's if they're randomly placed into group A, but if they're placed into group B, they don't attend any sessions, but we'll be mailing them 4 incentives over a period of 3 months. And these incentives include water bottles, tote bags, cutlery, so like eating utensils, and it was lost, umbrellas. And we added a new portion to group B to where they'll be placed into a raffle. So about 6 to 8 weeks after they enroll into our program, one dyad, which is the female caregiver and daughter or youth, will be chosen to win either a self-care spa kit or a bracelet making kit. But outside of both of those groups, there'll be 4 times that we meet for assessments. And these assessments just talk about how much knowledge they know about the Navajo culture, what they would like to know more about, if they'd like to speak Navajo in the future, how their home life is, how their relationship is with their female caregiver, and just questions along the lines of that. It's not a test that we do outside of school. So it's totally up to you guys. We try to encourage that they answer all the questions and they can ask any questions throughout the study if they want. But after each of these assessments, we give them $20 gift cards for a total of $80. So if you know of anybody who might be 10 to 14 years old and who you feel might benefit from the program, please send them our way. We'll be sending a flyer with our contact information or scanning a QR code, which takes you guys to our application. So please enroll or send people our way. We're looking for participants right now.
You might as well give me a Fortnite gift card.
Oh man, you sound like my little brother. pay for VRs. We don't sell
V-Bucks. Okay, that's interesting. How did you get the idea to start this program?
So with the both programs, with the Strong Fathers and Female Pathways program, it actually stemmed from a pilot that Female Pathways did maybe about 2 years ago. So the pilot was with, again, young girls ages 8 to 11 and their female caregiver, and it was the same curriculum. But a lot of the times we get our ideas through the community. So with Johns Hopkins, we do a lot of community-based research. So we take ideas, or we like go attend chapter meetings, or even when we're at the schools, we listen to the community more or less and just take their ideas. So with the Strong Fathers Project, I know you asked them this question. We always have a lot of programs geared toward the youth, moms, young girls, but we never really had anything for the men in our community. So with the grant that we applied to, we were given funding to be able to start these two programs. And the Strong Fathers program is in their pilot stage. And hopefully once we get the data, like Nolan mentioned, we'll be able to do more of a randomized control trial, which is what Female Pathways is. So we really want to take a look at the data, and that's why there's two different groups. So when, if you think about science, you know, you're trying to test a theory or a hypothesis and be able to really see if the young girls are learning about the Navajo culture, if those relationships are strengthening between them and their caregiver. And so we always have to compare that data to something that no one really is participating in that. So that's what the control group is, or group B. Did you say group B? Yeah, group B. So, but we do a lot of, we take a lot of our ideas from the community. So the community input really drives what we do here with Johns Hopkins.
Do you have, do you do this program in other part, is this program only based in Tuba?
No, it's based here and in Chinle.
Okay, so, like, you speak, like, any different languages?
So we're on the same boat as Nolan, as a Strong Fathers team. So I am actually learning Navajo currently, but throughout the program, they have these positive affirmation words in Navajo, and I'm starting to learn more about how to say these words. So I'm learning on the same boat as you.
That's very interesting. What do you love about working with this program, and why?
I love the fact that I'm able to give back to the community through what I wish I learned at a young age too. Being able to teach these youth girls and their female caregivers about ways that they too can increase communication with each other, taking care of themselves in general. I wish I had that growing up, so I really value the fact that this program is here in Tuba City and in Chinle. So maybe other tribes could implement it into their own cultural teachings as well.
So, do you have any social media?
Yes. So we have Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Oh, you'll be seeing more of us soon.
I've got TikTok too.
You should add our program then.
Thank you. Thank you for this. We want to ask the Project Safe School some questions.
Sure, I can give you guys an explanation of Project Safe School. So with Project Safe Schools, what we do is we help the Tuba City Unified School District with their pool testing. So at the height of the pandemic and before schools returned to in-person learning, we were able to partner with Concentric by Ginkgo to get pool testing started. And I think the boarding school is getting started to do pool testing too. But my team and I, we get to support the different schools in learning more about pool testing. We get to help them on their testing days, so we actually get to see it happen in person. But we also have a survey component. So Project Safe Schools is recruiting for parents and caregivers. So parents and caregivers who have a child between the ages of 4 to 16 years old will be able to sign up to complete 3 different surveys. And these surveys can be quite long, so we do offer gift cards as well. So for the first 2 surveys that they complete, they'll get $25 each. And then for the last survey, they'll get a $50 gift card. They may be asked to complete interviews as well, and we do give gift cards for those too. And we're also trying to recruit school personnel. Their survey is actually a little bit shorter, so they'll qualify for a $20 gift card. But we're really trying to understand how to safely reopen schools. But also, we want to learn how kids like you are dealing with, you know, either going to school in person or going to school virtually, like some of the students are here on Zoom. So we really wanted to understand how the pandemic affected not only the students, but the school as well and the family as a whole. But that's a little bit about just the research side of Project Safe Schools. But we are, again, like the other programs, we are recruiting. So if your parents are interested in signing up, they can contact your teacher and we can share our information for all of our studies. But what's really fun about Project Safe Schools is just being able to help the schools with their pool testing. Showing the kids how to, you know, swab their noses, be able to kind of track like how the schools are doing with the pandemic as well.
Okay, so what is pool testing?
That's a great question. So pool testing is where everyone, so like your class, how many kids do you guys have in your class?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, 21.
So you guys have 21 kids in your class. So what we would do with pool testing is we would either give Mr. Hosteen a tube and some swabs. And what that does is you guys would all swab your noses, put your swab in the pool, in the tube. Then we would send it off to the lab and that lab would process it for to see if you guys have COVID-19. But it's just an easier way to test everyone all at once versus trying to test you guys individually. It does save a lot of resources, but each of the schools can participate in pool testing, but it's a really fast and easy way to see if, you know, COVID-19 is in your class, but also at your school.
Okay, so is it like at the hospital where they shove it down your nose and then
no.
You start laughing? And
no, I don't think I've been tested at the hospital and I don't think I ever laughed. This one, it's more or less like a Q-tip. How many of you guys, by raise of hands, have Q-tips at home? So there's a couple of people that have Q-tips. So it's kind of that size. So if you guys go home, take a look at the Q-tip. And what you guys do, I'm going to take my mask off really quick, is you only go to this part of your nose. So if you guys go home and take a look at your Q-tips, and if you touch the curvy part of your nose, that's as far as the swab goes up. And what's really cool about pool testing is you guys test yourselves. So it wouldn't be anyone else that would use the swab. You guys each get a swab and you're going to swab both sides of your nose. And then once you swab both sides of your nose, you're going to put that Q-tip or the cotton side into the tube. And then once everyone puts it into the tube, they close it, they'll register it within, you know, the website. It gets sent off and then the school will get notified on which pools are positive, but it's a really quick and fast way, like I said, to see if anyone at your school has COVID or if anyone in your pool has COVID.
Did I ask about your names and where you're from?
No, I don't think you did, but we can all introduce ourselves here and then we'll let the Strong Fathers team introduce themselves. But my name is Alicia Sosi. I am a senior research program coordinator, so I oversee a lot of the programs here in Tuba City with Johns Hopkins. I'm from Tuba City. I was raised here. I graduated from the high school, and then I went off, got my degree, and came back, and I've been working here for I think over 4 or 5 years.
My name is Alyssa Baidro. Yat'e She'e Alyssa Baidro Yanashia Asha and Shlin Al Kaiklijani Bashishin Tabaha Dashache Al Kaiklijani Dashanella. I am from a little place called Red Rock Springs, Arizona, but I went to high school at Monument Valley High School, went off and got my degree too, and have been here for about let's say 8 months. But I'm the family health coach here with Johns Hopkins, and I'll pass it off to Tanisha.
Hi, my name's Tanisha, and I'm from here in Tuba City. And I grew up here in Tuba City. I went to school here too. I'm the independent evaluator for Zabaina, and I just want to say hi to Troy.
Hi, Nisha.
Hi, you're doing a good job. So proud of you. And then the father program can introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Daniel Gishi Jr. I'm originally from Kaibito. My clans are Techi, Nishlan, Deshi, Nipushachin, Kuzislan, Deshe, Yashin, Dashanele. I've been with John Hopkins for about over a year now as a facilitator with the Strong Fathers Program at JFPT. And my colleague Nolan, he stepped away for a second. He's Nolan St. Jenny. He was born and raised here in Tuba City. I'm not sure what his clans are, but he's a local.
Okay, so my clans are Tordichitni, Kiani, and then I'm also half Dutch for the rest of the two.
My clans are Bintatotni, Kiani, Tatnazotni, and Tatnazotni.
Thanks for all of the information you gave us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay, thank you for being our guest. Until next time, see you later, Thunderbirds.
Real quick, can I mention our contact information?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, the JBZ Strong Fathers Program. We're currently recruiting out of the Chinle site and the Tuba City site. You can contact the Chinle site at 928-674-6824 or the Tuba City site at 928-360-0577. And our email is strongfathers21@gmail.com. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you.